On the Road for Agriculture, I'm Carla Nichols reporting. Here to discuss more about the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is Claudia Larson, the Senior Director of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Larson says this act will expand the options of milk that schools can choose to serve in their school meal programs.
The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is a bill that's been introduced in both the House and Senate now. Currently, the milk that's allowed to be served in schools needs to be consistent with the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which currently allow skim milk and 1% milk to be served in schools. So what this bill does is actually goes above and beyond and provides more options for schools so they can choose to serve the varieties that they think best meets the nutritional requirements of their students. So allowing whole milk in schools is not yet law. That's what this bill is looking to do. And if we're able to pass this through both houses of Congress, then they would make that change to allow 2% in whole milk to be reintroduced into schools.
This bill is also unique because it has a bipartisan support.
This bill is supported in a bipartisan way, both in the House and in the Senate. And that's always great to see. Bipartisan support for a bill really helps demonstrate that it's supported, that people want to move it forward. And there's a lot of value and there's reason to really advance this bill. When it comes to there being pushback, there are some who are concerned about milk at higher fat contents, although we do have a growing body of scientific evidence that demonstrates milk at all fat levels actually has very beneficial impacts. There's more science coming out every day that demonstrates the dairy fat just isn't as harmful as other types of saturated fat. We're hopeful that we will be able to sort of overcome that well-intended pushback against this and allow high-quality, healthful product to be served to our kids.
Again, that was Claudia Larson, the Senior Director of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. We're on the road for agriculture, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.